The scripture reading for this evening will be coming from James chapter 4, verse 14. James 4, 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away.
Good evening. So, first of all, I want to go ahead and say thanks to the elders for letting me come and speak. It's good practice to come and speak at a congregation, no matter the size, no matter how big, no matter how small. Compared to some of the churches out east, you guys would be big to them. So, I'm glad that I can come to a church that I'm at least familiar with, too. So, first things first, I've got to set up an illustration, and I need Nick's help for that. Is because just like we had the verse read from James chapter 4, our life is a vapor. And there's three things we need to do in our life in order to attain our ultimate goal and having that wonderful day there in heaven. We need to react to Christ, we need to remain in Christ, and we need to relay the message of Christ. So those are my 3 points, by the way. React, relay, remain, and relay. So, first things first, we have to react. By the way, when this timer goes off, I'm done preaching. So, only one person knows how long this is going to last. If he said it for an hour, then settle in. So, first we have to react. Go to, first of all, there's always a response to Christ in the Bible. Every time Christ's name comes up, Christ speaks to someone, there's always a reaction. The first reaction we're going to look at is from the disciples. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. So starting in verse 18, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So the first reaction is the disciples. How did they react? They followed him. They followed Jesus immediately. They dropped what they were doing and followed. So that's the first way we can react. A second way we can react, we're going to look at two crowds with different reactions. First reaction we're going to look at is the Nazarenes. And in Nazareth, what happened was Jesus got up, read from the scroll, and then after that he said, this day these writings are proclaimed to you. By the way, this is in Luke chapter 4, verses 20 through 30. I'm summarizing so that way I can maybe get through the points. If I need to, I can come back and hit stuff up. It's always weird not knowing how long you can preach for, right? So the Nazarenes were upset with him and were angry at what he said, because basically this is Jesus saying, hey, I'm the Messiah. I'm who this is talking about. And they did not like that. They did not approve of what Jesus said. So they reacted negatively and harshly towards Christ. The next one we're going to look at, I'm going to actually turn to and read this one, John chapter 6 and verse 1. John chapter 6, verse 1. And after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee. Wait. Oh, I didn't put the dash. Okay, so this is after he fed the 5,000. Jesus, wait, no, this is the feeding of the 5,000. That's what I'm looking for, 20. Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat, wait. It helps if you write down what you need to read, right? So, the feeding of the 5,000 happened, and what did the people do? They followed him. They followed him from where the boat was, from where he walked on water, all the way around the coast to where he then told them about the bread of heaven, the bread of life, as some translations put it. So they followed him, and they reacted positively. They rejoiced for him because of the miracle of feeding 5,000 men. By the way, 5,000 men, a lot more people, but just 5,000 men. Probably around like 12,000 total there. The next reaction we're going to look at is the Pharisees and Sadducees. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 16. I'm positive I wrote this one down correctly. Well, Pharisees, Sadducees, and Herod, to be exact, because this one's about Herod. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. He sent forth to put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. So Herod knew Jesus was around 2 years old around this time. So he wanted to kill Jesus. Later on in the Gospels, we read that the Pharisees and Sadducees wanted to kill Jesus. Much like today, the reaction of some people is to kill the name of Jesus. They want to kill the following of Jesus. So there's always a reaction from people. So the question is, how will you react? By the way, I'm going to have three different points in here that are going to be basically invitations just in case I hit one perfectly timed. So how will you react? Will you love him or will you hate him? Will you follow him or will you despise him? So the question is, why do I have to react now? Well, just like we read in the book of James, our life is a vapor. Or just like Jesus tells us, no one knows the hour or the day that he's coming back. He might come back in 10 minutes. He might come back in 10 years. He might come back in, who knows, 100 years after we're all gone. I don't think I'm going to live to 125, by the way. So just want to clarify that I'm including myself in the we're all gone thing. Not that I'm calling anyone here old. So, and why else? Because ignorance is not an excuse. Acts chapter 17, verses 29 through 34 tells us that. Acts chapter 17, verses 29 through 34. Therefore, since we're... Is that what I really meant to put? I really need to work on my handwriting. So the times of ignorance were looked over. That's what I was going for. Verse 30, there we go. Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. So we must now repent. We must now react to what Christ has told us to do. The next thing that we have to do is we have to remain in him. Once we follow him, what good does it do us if we turn away? There are examples of people turning away. We're going back to John chapter 6 real quick. And we're going to look at verses 60 through 71. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" When Jesus knew... Oh, so that is my time. So, you need to react, you need to remain, and you need to relay the message. If you need prayers today, if you need to respond to the invitation, come now as together we stand and sing.